It is the Riot Podcast. Hi.
Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you all.
You know, Nikki and I off air were just discussing the fact that we've really only had a 3-day week so far. We had Monday off, but like, can we just go ahead and I don't want to skip Saturday, but I want to have Friday or skip two Saturday, but I want to have Friday off.
Sure.
I just want to take tomorrow. What I'd like to do, I would like to sleep in. Which sadly, when
there's
you
not,
do the riot,
it's not possible.
Like, I slept all the way till 7 o'clock. Wow, it's so dark outside.
I'd like to sleep in and then get up and drink some coffee. And I
isn't
think,
that just your Saturday?
Yeah, but I want to have it on Friday.
On Friday, you want to have it tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to read a little bit. I'm reading a great book by a guy named Henry Nouwen called The Prodigal Son. It's about Rembrandt's painting, which is called The Prodigal Son.
Sure.
It's so, oh my gosh, it's so good. So a little bit of that. Then maybe transition to Armada, which is a novel that's terrible, but I'm still reading it because all I do is pick bad books.
Novels. It's like not all of them.
And then, you know, Nikki, I'm thinking maybe a little virtual reality. Okay. Then maybe some time outside just, you know, to get some sun and then back into the virtual world.
Okay.
Maybe another cup of coffee.
You're going to have to still make it through tomorrow, though.
Yeah.
So that's not 100% going to work.
What I want to talk about is I want to talk about how we could not do that. Like, I'll tell you what, I'll even come in and do the show.
I'm just looking forward to, because last weekend was, you know, a holiday weekend, so there was so much family
stuff going on.
Yeah, a lot more than normal, and I would like it to be just a normal, kind of more low-key weekend.
Yep, I'm game.
But it's not Friday yet, and it's not the weekend yet.
Okay, well.
So we cannot do that.
I was living in my virtual world.
You're not in the reality.
That's not where I'm at. So, hey, today's podcast, the forthcoming McDonald's worker uprising, donuts and Wonder Woman, IKEA. your secrets, North Korea, magic keyboards, Weird Al.
The long, long list. Oh, yeah. He was off air mentioning, too, there's a lot in here.
This podcast will probably be a little longer than usual. So, hope you guys enjoy the podcast and have a spectacular day.
Bye-bye.
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
There's a day is coming, and it's not today, and it might not even be next week, might not be next month, could be later, but there's a time coming very soon that I am probably not going to be on the riot. And you're like, oh, he's going to quit.
What's going to happen?
No, it's not going to be that. I'm going to be most likely, I want to say held hostage, but it could just be that I'm behind the barricade. You know, that they're not necessarily threatening my well-being, but they're also not letting me go.
Sure.
Kind of a thing. And the barricade that I'm talking about is the forthcoming fast food worker revolt in my hometown. Like, it is coming. I forgot to make coffee again last night. That's a lie.
Again? Or did it just, you're just not able to?
I set the stuff out on the counter. I'm like, okay, you got to make this cold brew as soon as you get home. And I got home and I was like, I don't know.
You don't really have to.
I don't really want to do that right now.
Did you get another cup of the coffee?
McDonald's coffee, but this was fine.
This one's better than yesterday.
But I've made multiple trips to the McDonald's in my hometown and all they talk about in there, like windows open, and they're just talking about the management and how they're trying to subvert them and how they're trying to make sure they fail and like all these things. I also saw, and this, I don't know, was it last week? Somebody posted, I'm part of a couple of local Facebook pages like for my hometown, and apparently this McDonald's, they just had a sign posted that said, we're closed early because no one will work.
Really?
That was the sign.
Uh-oh.
And it's...
And do you think
it's
really...
a sign, Nikki.
That you're going to be stuck there?
It's a sign.
Is it a management problem, do you think, based on your hearings? Like, really? Or is this just bad workers? Or a little bit of both?
Nikki, see, I don't think you're getting it. I want to start using words like militant. Because I think that we are on the verge at some point, like right now, they're like, man, management just screwing us over, blah, blah, blah. But the time is coming when they're going to say, we're going to screw management over.
And that begins with Obadiah in the drive-through line.
We're taking this place.
Yeah, but as long as they don't have the concrete barrier that blocks you in, like around, which McDonald's never had, you can always just pull out without your food or still paying them.
I'm telling you that I think that these people are going to get organized. What am I saying?
No, they're not. I mean, they're not going to.
I mean,
that's fun.
It was a miracle that my coffee is quasi-fresh this morning because I mean, yesterday morning in the podcast. But I'm just telling you that I keep stumbling into these conversations that to me sound like the talk of, I don't know if they're revolutionaries yet, but they're certainly the disgruntled. And once the disgruntled organize,
that's when the problem lies.
Yeah.
And then Obi won't make it for the show in the morning because he's stuck.
I got to start making my own coffee because I feel like I'm taking my personal freedom into my hands when I go through that drive-thru. Because pretty soon they're just going to be like, he knows too much.
Bring him in.
Get him in here.
They're like, sir, we have a special coffee for you inside.
Oh, you mind pulling up there? We'll get your fries out to you in a minute. You know what? Why don't you just come in?
Why don't you just go to a different McDonald's?
Why don't you just call your friends and tell them you're not going to make it tonight? You're busy. In fact, we'll call them for you. What's the number?
And they hold the phone up for you.
The Riot is an award-winning morning show.
It's literally a medal for sucking.
Now that is a medal for trying.
Okay.
Radio U.
Today's June 1st. Who cares? Tomorrow's June 2nd. Everyone cares because it's National Donut Day.
Tomorrow is. What are we going to do?
I just figured we'd come in.
Okay, so keep it normal.
Well, I mean,
we celebrate every day.
Did you have
anything? Plans for donuts? No, not really.
No. Well, I will tell you, I have here from the Nerdist, I've got a donut recipe to how to make Wonder Woman donuts. Because, you know, Wonder Woman comes out tomorrow,
and
too.
And that seems like that was a paid tie-in.
You know what? I don't think so. I think they might. It seems hard to imagine someone doing anything out of creativity and not out of getting paid.
Paid, but maybe.
They may have actually done this. It's very... I'll just tell you right now, I could post these directions. You're not making them. It's complicated. You got to get star sprinkles, yellow fondant. Then you got to get all the crap for the donuts.
It's not just going to the grocery store. Like, you probably have to go to like an arts and crafts store, like with the bakery section.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know where fondant is.
I don't know where you get it.
I know you can make fondant, but that's its own other thing.
Yeah, do you...
That's multiple recipes and multiple YouTube videos on how to make this stuff.
Plus, here's the ingredients you'll need to make your own red and blue icing. You're not doing that. Let's, like, time to get real.
And you have to make the donuts.
Yeah, the fondant is just for you to tie the lasso of truth down the middle.
And maybe that's not too important.
Yeah, it's fine. So, yeah, tomorrow's National Donut Day, so you might want to start making your plans now. And if those plans include a Wonder Woman donut, then yeah. Wonder Woman! You should. But if they don't, then you got to make plans to go somewhere else. And don't go to a grocery store.
Are there any places doing deals? We'll probably find out tomorrow.
Well, Nikki, this may come as a shock to you, but I believe that a few of them will be giving away a donut.
A free donut? Well, you got to start somewhere. That's the bargaining starting off point.
That's where you get to.
You don't have to accept that, but if you go in, just use that as your bargaining chip.
So, hey, listen, why don't we just go ahead and pretend my 11 friends are here?
What can we do for a dozen?
Are you telling me they're not here? Are you telling me I'm wrong? You're not allowed to tell me that I'm wrong.
You're like, can I have a baker's dozen? I want to have a little bit more.
Yeah, I want that 13th donut.
I know, but the box won't hold it. We'll see.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just go ahead and set it on top of the box? I'll take care of it right now.
So you can just
try bags back there?
Play with it tomorrow and see what you guys can get.
Yeah, everybody's going to be really happy to see you. I want to go... I really want to go. There is a donut shop. It's like half an hour from here. It's about 45 minutes from my house.
Oh, gosh. You're not going to do that, are you?
No, but I want to.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
Well, I didn't know if they were open donut hours.
Nikki, they're called Amy's Donuts. Do you know when you go in there, they have most places, you know, you go, you get donut holes. You have to pay for them. They just have donut holes. Mountains of them out on the counters. And
I've been to places like that where that's the freebies.
They're just like, yeah, eat all you want. No, it's fine. Just keep eating. And then
that's the first bag's free.
It is. They get you hooked on that stash.
That's right. And you're like, I'm going to have the whole donut.
They have so many specialty donuts there.
Like, I don't even know.
You don't even know. Like, we should organize a field trip.
We're just stuck here during most normal morning hours, so we can't get there for donuts.
You know what, though? Like, they be making donuts all day. We just got to go in there and, you know, just donut. It's going to be fun. I feel excited about it. We should do it today.
Let's do it for tomorrow.
Let's do it now.
Tomorrow's National Donut Day. Today is when you should go because they're, you know, everybody's going to wait till tomorrow.
Okay, so you prep today and then you get your donuts tomorrow.
You're hearing it for the first time and it sounds terrible. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
If you haven't felt that overwhelming desire to just take a nap in the middle of the day, that's baseball.
Okay, we'll give you this. It is more entertaining at the game.
Yeah.
I'm not napping if I'm there at a baseball game, but on TV, it is long.
Baseball, I always think of my friend's dad who did two things. He said he loved NASCAR, so he turned NASCAR on and sleep. And he said he loved baseball. He would turn it on and sleep.
That means like, he loves it.
You don't love these things.
If he's comfortable enough to sleep during it.
Well, I think that it just lulled him to sleep. So it's like, hey, we could turn anything on for you right now.
And you wouldn't even know.
Here's a cake decorating show. Can't sleep during that. You just get hungry, right?
Oh, so, you're riveted.
Anybody see what happened to Mr. Met the other night?
The Mets mascot?
Yeah.
No, what happened?
He just lost his job.
Uh-oh, did he get fired?
Well, you know, he is having words with somebody, and he went ahead and gave them the finger, and they've definitely got pictures of it. The problem is, though,
Mr. Does he have hands in his costume?
Mr. Met can't give someone the finger because he only has four fingers. There is no middle finger for Mr. Met.
Wouldn't that be like Mickey? You know, like one of those hands. I thought that's why they made the poofy fingers, so that you couldn't do that.
That's exactly what it is. So they say that he also exchanged some wordy dirds with the man, though, you know, we don't know that. We don't have the audio.
Well, okay, sometimes if you go to a sporting event and they'll, like, send the mascot out in costume and, like, he's fighting with the opposite team's fans and that's just made up and set up to try to be, like, a viral hit.
Yeah.
Are we sure this wasn't anything like that or was he really having problems?
No. It's real. He's down in the tunnel. He thinks nobody else is looking.
Oh, you get the real Mr. Met.
Yeah, so the Mets lost Wednesday night 7-1 against the Brewers. So, I mean, it hadn't been a great night for Mr. Met, and someone provoked him. And the thing is, mascots have feelings. We like to act like they don't, but they do. And they went ahead, and they were provoking him, and he was like, oh, yeah? So he showed them.
And had some problems. Well, now, there's an opening now. There's a position open.
If you always felt like you had what it took to be a mascot, they're looking for an all-new Mr. Met. And the only thing is, if baseball puts you to sleep, this is not a good job for you.
Or if you tend to get angry.
Also not a good job for you.
Not a good job. So if you're pretty middle of the road, maybe it's best.
Worst of the riot, not enough. Not enough. Check the blog and all things Riot at riot.radiou.com.
So Nikki and I have mentioned a couple of times that there's a Costco opening near our studios.
An IKEA opening near our studios.
And Nikki, they just put out a press release announcing what all their giveaways are going to be for launch day.
Yeah.
They open next Wednesday. Imagine the blackest Black Friday. Like, it is the day after Thanksgiving, but for some reason, they've announced that there will never be another Black Friday. So people are whipped up into an insane frenzy.
A frenzy.
Then multiply that by 100. That's going to be IKEA on opening day because, Nikki, they have all these giveaways. The first 44 adults, 18 and older,
get a
in the store, receive a free Ektorp.
An Ektorp? What's an Ektorp?
That's a three seat sofa.
Oh, really?
Right.
The Swedish furniture there always has some clever names.
Then the next 100 adults after that. So once you've hit the 44, you'll get to receive a free Poang armchair.
Nice.
All right. And then the first 100 children, that's 17 and younger. So sorry if you're right on the edge and you're like, but I need this for my dorm room. Nope. You're under 18, kid. Here's a stuffed animal. You get a Famnig.
What's a Famnig?
It's a heart-shaped stuffed toy.
Oh, the IKEA heart. Okay.
Yeah. And then, let's see, after that, the first 2,500 adults in the store will receive an envelope.
Why is that a new chair too? What's an envelope?
Well, inside that envelope, there could be gift cards anywhere from $10 to $250 or
coupons.
A coupon for buy one, get one cinnamon roll free.
And I want to be in line.
Just to be clear, they're doing those things every day. Not exactly what I said, but like Thursday, the first 44 adults in line will get a free mattress.
Sure.
Friday, the first 44 adults will get a free 365 plus six-piece cookware starter set.
Just give me a gift
card. The Fortraleg. What? Oh, then Thursday, the first 44 people get the Haggisund.
Which is?
It's a mattress.
What if you go and you don't have like room in your car and you bring back a mattress? Like, what are you supposed to do?
Strap it to the top. You get some tape.
You're like, I'm not letting this free thing go.
I'm getting my free mattress.
Yeah, it's just, Obi was saying how he has to go stock up at Costco today because you're never going anywhere near it again.
Well, once I'm never going to get, once the IKEA opens, like I can't go to the mall, I can't go to Costco, I can't go to the drive-thru Starbucks,
nothing.
I can't go to Best Buy, like I can't go to anything now. And by the way, can't eat out anymore either.
Well, we can't,
because
we're just
all the IKEA, all the IKEA people are going to be eating at all the restaurants.
We can just go other ways. Like we're going to have to try different directions than we normally go for lunch.
I am total sour grapes on this IKEA thing. Like it's just...
Well, I'm planning on going 1 month after it opens.
Yeah.
I'm giving it 1 month.
I'm giving Nikki 24 hours.
Well, it would be fun to be there earlier. I want a mattress.
I want
a Swedish mattress.
She is absolutely... You know what? No.
Or and it's a sofa? Not,
you're going to send Eric. That's what Nikki does. She's like, now the iPhone launches today at 6 a.m.
I haven't done that in years.
Which means you're due.
No, I don't do that anymore. My business representative through the company that I have goes and gets the phone. That's not Eric.
It's Eric.
No, it comes in the mail.
No. Well, what I'm saying is, sure, you're like, oh, it's not for the phone. Okay, it's not for the phone. Fine. You're going to send him for the free mattress.
I don't need a mattress.
Or the stuffed animal. Eric's got to go in there and pretend that he's 17.
Whatever.
Like, what? You're going to card me for this stuffed animal now?
How dare you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so calling my mom right now.
Well, yeah, then I'd have to come out.
See?
And pretend to be the mom.
There you go.
All right, well, that's coming up. So yes, you need to...
I say you don't make it through the first weekend. You're there. You're going to talk a big talk about, I'm going to wait and I'm going to this. And then I'm going to see all these Instagrams of Eric assembling furniture. So that's where that's going.
How it is.
That's where it's going. And Nikki, you know, there's no denial.
We'll see what happens. I got to do what I got to do.
It's done.
That means I got to go to try to win a free sofa.
So let it be written.
Then I have to go.
Starting your day with the worst of the riot is a great idea because it's guaranteed to get better from here. It's the riot on Radio U.
I've talked to multiple people across the years. And it's interesting that the people that I've talked to, they haven't been perfect people. They have not been necessarily shining examples of humanity. They haven't been the most intelligent. They haven't been the most good looking. I don't know if they've been the most anything. Like, I have no idea. Just people. And you could go through their life and say, you know, find inconsistencies. Like, hey, you said this was important, but you did this. And, you know, we call that hypocrisy. It's pretty easy to find that. Across different
things.
And
with anybody.
But you know what? There is one thing that they all had in common, and that is that each of them went through something very difficult, whether it was sickness, whether it was the loss of a loved one, like whatever it is. Like name your difficulties. And they all hit a point where they reached out and something was there for them. And I'm talking about God. Like they needed help and God was there for them. Again, it would be very easy for us to criticize each one of these people, to walk through their life and find faults. And quite frankly, you could come to my house and you could spend a day with me and probably point out how many inconsistencies, how many things do I say one thing and do another? How many things do I not get right? Yes, but I can tell you this, that at multiple times throughout my life, great difficulty has shown up and I have reached out. And God has always been there for me. So while there may be problems with me, and not only can I accept that, but I hope, be the first one to be honest with you and say, yeah, that's true. But this I know for sure, that I have reached out, and while I may not be perfect, God was always there for me. And not just me, but lots of different people that I have talked to year after year
They reached out. God was there for them. Now, there's nothing great about me, honestly. Get that through your head. But know this, that the thing I reached out to, Jesus was there for me. He will be there for you too. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all together. You just have to be willing to say, I really need help. Jesus, help me. It's that simple. It's not about you, because if it was about me, it would be a mess. If it was about you, it would be a mess. But it's about somebody else consistently delivering. God is there for you. If you need help today, reach out. It's about him. Jesus, I need help. You know what's going on. Come into my life. Help me. I want your help. Start there.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Let's talk about secrets. Just published in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. It's a journal. You don't read it. You don't get it. You only hear about it when it shows up in places like this. I get it, okay? There is a study there from the Columbia Business School's Michael Sleepian. And what
is
they
did...
Is
he sleepy?
He's tired.
The very Sleepian.
He's just going to take a whittle nap, and then he's going to tell us all about the study results. So he headed the study up, and it took a look at how many people was it? About 2,000 people. And among those 2,000 people, here's what they found out. The average person had no fewer than 13 secrets.
Oh,
about
that they
life.
Were like juggling it at the same time or something?
13
or?
Secrets, five of which they've never told
anybody.
Anyone. Yeah. So, okay, my thought is this. A secret to me feels like something that you're actively hiding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got plenty of stuff in my life that I've never told anyone about.
But that's not like a continuing secret that's just ongoing.
Right. I mean, think about how many times you haven't told people, I don't know, like what? Granted, with this show, I feel like I have fewer secrets than the average person.
They do have a tendency to come out.
We've told just about everybody everything.
No, but we all have things we just don't share with somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not coming out with them at the top of the hour.
But it's not like you have an active lie that's going on with a friend or a family member.
So they don't define secrets. So that, I guess that's a question to me is like,
what is
do you
secret?
Think that is? Like, what's the secret that you're holding on to? And they're saying 13 of them.
That's a lot.
That seems like a lot. Some people had as many as 38. So
that's a lot of lies. Well, secrets. See, that's not right. It's not a lie. It's just a secret.
Is it a lie?
It's a secret.
It's a secret.
Secret doesn't have to be a lie.
You might have to lie to protect your secret.
Maybe a secret can be a good one. A good thing. I can't give you an example off the top of my head, but
I know we don't live in a culture that, you know, pushes all of the good to the front and the back to the, or the bad to the back.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I'll stand by that. Something could be a nice thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I tried to think of, do I have anything that I keep a secret? Like there's one thing, two things, three things, four, like I got maybe four things, but again,
not 13.
They're not like, but they're not secrets like, oh. Now, the other thing they said, we often say like, you know, secrets will kill you because they have a physical.
Well, whatever. They stress your body that you don't realize.
Well, they ask people to think about secrets and then write about the like physical manifestations. And they said it felt like a great weight was placed on them when they began thinking about their secrets. The other thing that's interesting is that the only time they thought about their secrets is when they were alone. When they were with people, they didn't give them any thought at all. But then once they were alone, they began thinking about their secrets and, oh no, what if someone found out? And then
the stress happened.
Uh-huh. And so I love the idea behind the people in the study are like, well, what you need to do is just not think about your secrets. I guess
they're not saying not have any, but
I guess it's complicated because some of it might be, you know what, just forgive yourself for that. Like just let it go. Don't think about it. And, you know, it's kind of done. And then some of it, maybe you don't need to keep a secret at all. Or I guess in other cases, don't think about it. That's their advice.
I'm still worried with this study. Secret is just a very...
It's a big word.
It's a big word. And I don't quite know how to make it smaller to really then, you know, I don't know.
I don't... I'm sure... I guess, you know what? I almost need to start like getting specific where people would be like, you know what? I only use one kind of shave butter. And it's like,
I had no idea. We can't be friends anymore.
I have that same secret too. I always buy that Neutrogena. It comes in the gray bottle and it exfoliates. And they say that's not good for you, but I've still been doing it.
There's different, I think, levels to some of the secrets.
I mean, and just to be clear,
and the
Nikki,
impact.
I've never told anybody that.
Well, now you have. Don't you feel better? Less stress.
Yeah. I can stop thinking about it now.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
You know what? If you want to talk about secrets, why don't we go ahead and bring one out into the open right now?
Let's do it.
Your parents only had you because they needed someone to do their yard work.
There. Boom. Now, if that's a secret your mom's throwing at you so early on a morning, that's pretty harsh.
Elephant in the room. We all know it's true. Let's just be honest with
and
each other finally.
Heal after that.
Well, your father didn't want any children, but he got very tired of mowing the lawn. And I said, let's have kids and make them do it. And so you've been mowing the lawn ever since then. It's perfectly normal for a 5-year-old to mow the lawn.
It's not too early at all.
It's fine. I don't see what the big deal is.
I have this article from a guy named Dan Pearson. He is a gardener. He's a designer. And he spoke to the Hay Festival of Arts and Literature. And he says that listen to this quote. The amount of energy, time, and money we spend on simply mowing our lawns is a big investment. You're right. You're right. And of course, chemicals are applied to lawns. I'm still quoting. I don't do that or advocate it because they're wonderful environments in themselves. And you've only got to allow your lawn to get 4 inches long for daisies and prunella and all sorts of wildflowers to bloom. Gosh, I can't talk.
Well, you don't feel comfortable when it comes to lawn care stuff.
I get beclumped when we start talking about lawns. I'm emotional about it.
Is this guy saying let it grow a little bit more and you'd be amazed at what will come out of your yard?
He's saying, let it grow, Nikki.
But I thought you're not allowed to really let your grass grow too long.
Says who?
Like, how's 4 inches? What's 4 inches? Is that too much?
Just to let you know, that's about 18
inches. I know,
okay.
I wasn't right. Really doing like, it with my hand.
Nikki, no. That might have even been 2 feet. That's not four
that's
inches.
That's not what I was doing.
Okay.
My one hand was just there, and I was like, how much is the normal amount of grass that you keep? Like, what's the normal length?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
I'm not just saying that. Like, I don't know.
Well, I thought you had like on your lawnmower, like a blade.
Yeah, you can raise and lower the height, but
yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, it's not like you shave your head. You're like, I use a number 3 or whatever. I have no idea what my lawnmower is.
I wasn't sure if there was like a universal standard, height for it.
4 inches. That seems about.
Well,
normal?
You're not having daisies grow out of your yard.
No, I have weeds and things
bees.
Like that. I've got bees in the ground.
Bees for days.
Yeah, but I mean, not.
Not anything that would be worth keeping.
Yeah,
plus
not
then
bad.
Other people around you would start, looking at you. Judging you.
My dad just texted. He said that the universal standard in my neighborhood is knee high.
Knee high. Then, okay, what's growing out of that one?
I already know that's not true.
Ryan says he keeps his about 4 inches.
No, Ryan's is 4 inches. Robert says 3.5.
But Robert says that's best for climate for his area.
Yeah. Well, for our climate, what about climate change? What about when you're, running that gas-powered mower, spitting out that CO2?
Shouldn't you just let it keep
killing
growing?
Killing us all.
But you'd have more work to get the yard down once you grew it. Like higher, so
that's
then you're just spreading it out.
Man, you know what, Nikki? There's a lot to consider right here. I'm going to take the styrofoam and set it on fire and then think
while
about it.
While you're mowing.
Yeah. I want to give it some more thought. But see, I like this. This is your opportunity to take this and just be like, you know what? We need to let the lawn grow.
We're missing out on wildflowers.
We are killing the daisies right now, Mom.
How could you?
All that work you're doing in the garden, and we can have daisies right in the middle of the lawn. That's on you.
Like, daisies mean then your allergies are going crazier, and you're just going to die. But your yard looks out of control then.
Come on, Nikki. It's all right.
Well, I didn't know if you can mow your yard, but again, like if for guys who buzz hair and stuff or like with clippers, there's like a setting so that your yard is higher, but you're still mowing it.
Oh, yeah. No, that's what Ryan says. 4 inches is the highest setting on my mower.
Hmm.
But it makes his lawn look the best.
Nice. Ryan, we wanted to tell you, your yard looks good, man.
I just drove past it the other day and I was like, why doesn't my lawn look like that?
Like, we noticed.
Yeah.
So all amazing. That hard work is paying off. All of you guys.
Keep it up, everybody. You're making it happen. It's good. No, the whole point of this was not to encourage people. We want you to take this and then you don't have to mow as often.
So do we now have to go 4 more inches over
maybe?
The 4?
You're listening to the worst of the Riot.
Today sucks.
Radio U.
You know, I have some potential news about Apple, but my biggest concern about Apple as a company today is that they are about to be beaten at their own game.
Bye.
I'm surprised they don't just go ahead and start tearing down their new office facility now, because the company is done and it's time for them to admit they've been outplayed. Did you see what happened yesterday, Nikki? Did you see what happened on the
North side?
I did not.
Dude, Kim Jong-un. Come on. He just launched the Ryonghung iPad.
Oh, really? His own version?
You know that's right.
Well, that's going to, of course, flood the market, and it's a must-have.
I mean, Nikki, when you...
I buy all my electronics from North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
My watch, my phone, everything.
So here we go. There it is, the Ryonghung iPad. It's nice.
Now, you can't do anything on it, but...
It's got a screen, and it's got a keyboard. Let's get in here. It's got 1 gig of RAM.
Oh, God.
It's got 8 gigabytes of storage space. It's got a 1.2 gigahertz processor.
Boy.
And it's got a dictionary and other apps that are loaded on there.
Wouldn't you be fascinated to see, like, what they actually let on that thing?
Oh, I mean, nothing? I mean,
well,
pictures of the leader?
It would just be, yeah, propaganda stuff. So, like, what would a dictionary look like in North Korea?
A dictionary...
Yes, but, like...
I don't feel like a dictionary is going to be highly politicized until you get on certain words.
Yes, certain words, which would be never included.
There's a certain baseline of knowledge that you could probably still learn in North Korea if you were allowed to go to school... and if you were one of the 3 people that were allowed to purchase the Ryonghung iPad, but that's it.
You don't need a lot of storage space, so.
Yeah, and it's got a little US, like, it's got a keyboard case and then, like, a USB thing.
It can perform a range of functions such as reading different sources of digital information, office work, and documentation.
Yeah.
So more than 40 apps.
40? And Nikki, those are built in.
Well, I don't need my iPad anymore.
I know. I think it's time for you to cast aside your Apple products and wait for the newest, the latest, the greatest from the Ryonghung whatevers.
I don't even know if they'd have the power and the electricity stuff to reach to charge the thing. So I don't quite know what one would do with that.
Nikki, something for you to consider is, why do you want to use it so much that you have to recharge it?
True. Maybe it's perfectly fine.
Why you got to keep using it like that?
Many people need food there, but no, that's fine. Why don't you go ahead and have that?
So this is just, Nikki and I don't normally wander into the market, but I will just tell you right now, it might be time to sell.
Actually, this is something where, like, you know, when you were younger and you wanted your first tablet, and so, like, maybe your grandmother got you one. And you wanted the iPad, or you wanted a nicer Android one, but she didn't know that. She didn't know the specs.
She hooked you up with that Polaroid Android tablet.
She
got it at Kroger
at a grocery store,
Giant Eagle, Albertsons.
I could see you needing like a new tablet or something for your classes, and your grandmother loves you enough, or your mom, and they're like, "Yeah, I'll get it for you." And somehow they find this thing. You get this.
Yeah. Just to let you know.
And you guys still be thankful, but...
Your Polaroid tablet's still better than this one, but still.
We thought about selling the worst of the Riot, but let's be honest. No one is buying this stuff. Get it for free on the Radio U app.
So, okay, next week, Apple is holding WWDC.
It's a time for another press conference from Apple.
Worldwide Developers Conference. And, you know, they say we're probably going to be looking at four brand new iPads, which in a lot of ways will just be refreshes of the existing line. But they're also saying a larger than ever iPad will probably make an appearance.
Sure.
It'll be 13 inches. How big was your iPad Pro?
I don't remember.
What do you mean? Check your tattoo.
I did not put down the specs on it. Yeah. You know, like some people put the directions monument or like a date of like a momentous occasion.
It's on her back. I'll get the mirror.
Yeah, here. We'll find out. I don't remember what it is.
Okay, well, whatever. Maybe 12.9 inches is what the iPad Pro was.
Because it was either the same size or right at the size or a little bit more, a little bit less of my laptop.
Right.
Which I don't remember what that one is either.
That's good. Well, it's working. We're doing great, guys.
It's about this big. Put your hands out. Put your hands up. No. It's like this big, this wide.
The other thing, though, that they're going to be refreshing, they say, is the Magic Keyboard.
Ooh.
Is that what you have at your desk? Is that what they call it, the Magic Keyboard?
I don't think so. Because
it's their wireless? Boy, we're
Do I
just...
have a wireless one? No, mine's not wireless up there.
It's not?
No, my trackpad is. But
okay, but we have a few of those keyboards floating around.
We do, yes. At least I don't think so. I don't change the batteries on that one.
So that, man, I want you to know right now that I did not know that those Apple's wireless keyboards were called Magic Keyboards. I just have got to tell you that that is the most disappointing Magic Keyboard I've ever seen in my life.
It's just a keyboard.
It's a Bluetooth keyboard and you're calling it magic? Let me tell you what a magic keyboard should be. Here's what I imagine. I want a keyboard that is either exists in the air or is just like on the surface.
The flat ones that you can type, yeah, like the gloves you wear.
Yes. Ooh. There is no keyboard. Now that's magic. You tell me that your keyboard is no keyboard? Now that's a magic keyboard, Nikki.
Maybe back, I don't remember when, but maybe when the magic keyboard first came out, that's an old term, and it was like, wow, it's wireless. It's magic. So it's an old name.
Well, I'm just telling you right now that if they're coming out to
with a
tell
refresh,
me, hey, we're refreshing this and it's going to be amazing. It's so amazing, we're going to have to call it magic. You better really have something, guys. I feel like that
Don't embarrass with something that's not impressive.
Don't come in with, they're like, yes, our new magic keyboard doesn't need recharge because it has this wire on it. You plug it in and it always has power.
Well, now I can't
magic!
Wait. I can't wait for the conference.
I'm telling you.
Because I want to know what is it going to be.
Yeah, it's too late. They got to come up. They want to call it magic. I really want to be wowed. But we all know what it's going to be. They'll be like, it's smaller. Wow.
No, it's
magic.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Oh, man. What we need is we need a new iPad level announcement. That's what we need. They need to come up with something that I didn't even know I wanted and then show it to me. And then I have to have it. So if you guys figure out
what... I don't
know
if they'll have enough for this press conference, but maybe the next one.
I need them to figure out what that is, because I don't know. That's what part of what makes it magic. Telling me the keyboard is magic just because you like that word? That's not magic.
It's the Riot.
I really didn't like it. It just bothered me.
Radio U.
It's time. It's the future. It just happened. You see, I said that what Apple needed to do was to produce something that was worthy of the word magic to show me that thing I wanted before I knew I wanted it. And I was looking at Apple, and they're not the people.
Who is it then?
Drone Dispatch.
Drone Dispatch?
Yeah, Drone Dispatch is going to take me into the future. Now, I will tell you that I feel like a world where everything's delivered by drone is that dark future dystopia. Because you know what you're going to have to get used to? A sound constantly.
Everywhere. It'd be like, is someone mowing their yard? No, it's not. That's your drone.
No, it's louder than someone mowing the lawn. And it's a sound that will be going 24/7, day in and day out. And eventually you'll just go, oh, you get used to it.
Well, I bet they'll get quieter over time.
Yeah.
They would have to be. But
just like lawnmowers have, right?
They didn't feel like that was important enough because that's not constant. But Austin had mentioned this story and it was what we had planned.
Here's the deal. It's a Texas-based company, Drone Dispatch. They are, along with lots of other companies, working on drone delivery systems. Now, right now...
So like a Postmates, but they always deliver their stuff with drones?
I guess. It seems like they would be a company almost like... UPS gets run by Amazon.
Yeah.
A third-party company would team up with them and their logistics, Nikki, and support for companies that want to do drone deliveries. But yesterday, they did a drone donut delivery.
Well, hello.
For the mayor of Denver.
Well, because tomorrow is National Donut Day.
It is National Donut Day.
So maybe they did that in honor?
I don't know if they did it in honor of it or not, but I'll tell you this right now. When I said that I wanted somebody to show me something I wanted that I didn't know I wanted.
This is it?
They really delivered.
I don't even want to know what the pricing is.
Well, I mean, they're not doing it now. Like, it's not a... It's just one of those publicity stunt kind of things because a couple of things have to happen. Right now, for commercial drones, they have to always be within sight of the operator.
Yes.
And so that means that I don't have a guy down there at, is it Lamar's Donuts that they delivered? Like, there's not a guy in Lamar's Donuts that's like in a little video game setup flying drones all over the city. No, this guy had to be outside and able to see the drone with his naked eye the entire time that it was flying.
It'd be redundancy because you'd have to have someone, yes, a driver for the drone.
Right.
The time who's following it.
And part of what they're trying to show here by doing this is there are people that are right now trying to get the FAA to relax restrictions to allow commercial drones to run without line of sight. And I'm sure that that's coming. Like, it's not there yet, but that's definitely going to be happening at some point. So I just like the idea. As much as I hate the idea of a sky full of drones, I do love the idea of me saying, sure would like to have a donut now.
Okay, let's order one up, shall we?
And then I get a little notice on my phone, like, drone has delivered dozen donuts to front of Radio U.
Well, you'd hear it.
Yes, you. Well, if we had our headphones on, we might not.
Oh, maybe not.
We would think they were out mowing the lawn again.
I know. They're like, gosh, landscaping is here again.
They're here so early.
Like, nope, it's donut time.
I'd be up for a donut in the morning. So, yeah, that's the future. Drone delivery. And while it sounds nightmarish, man, donuts on demand. Come on, baby. Bring it on.
What did you think of the riot?
Get out of my life now!
Grab the podcast now through iTunes, Google Play, or the Radio U app.
You know, Nikki, Twitter's not everything. It's not everything, but sometimes a tweet happens and you just go, I have to say something about it.
What was it?
I can't not say something about it. And I'm, of course, referring to Weird Al Yankovic. Weird Al.
Did he tweet something?
He did. He got a chance to see Baby Driver last night.
Oh, here we go. First off, Obi has a thing where he's always enjoyed Weird Al. Weird Al?
I love Weird Al. Weird Al.
It's a parody guy.
He just, anything I know about like pop music, I just know it because Weird Al made fun of that song. That's where
your history comes from with it.
Weird Al makes fun of songs and I love him for it. He makes me laugh.
Now, Baby Driver is an upcoming movie.
By Edgar Wright. Directed by Edgar Wright, Nikki.
We appreciate that guy more than you would know.
We appreciate old Edgar.
I know him most from Hot Fuzz, but there's other parts. He works with Simon Pegg.
Hot Fuzz, he did Shaun of the Dead.
That's right.
Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Yep. There's a couple other, maybe some in the miss categories. But maybe during that time, he was still working on Baby Driver, and that was the main goal.
Here's my thing. This summer is superhero movie after superhero movie.
Like same old, like same old.
Reboots, sequels, whatever. Baby Driver is an original film. It is. Now, granted, you could argue like it's a remake because, I mean, come on. It's about a guy that basically gets wrapped up in crime. He doesn't want to be, but he's stuck there for some reason. We don't know what. And he wants out.
Yeah.
And so he has basically gotten the promise that if he does this one thing, he can get out.
And now we could also say that every good part of the movie might be in the trailer.
It could be.
Like, it might be that, but that's a movie we're looking forward to.
Well, I will tell you right now, it only has, keep in mind, but it only has 23 reviews.
Yeah.
But as of right now, it's 23 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. It's at 100%.
No way.
That's it. Now,
there will be way more,
and there's going to be, that number's coming down.
Because not everybody likes it all.
It has nowhere to go but
down.
What
about Weird Al? Did he review it?
Well, I'll just tell you what he said.
He tweeted?
No surprise, but my genius friend, well, look at the bias right there. My genius friend, Edgar Wright, has knocked it out of the park. Baby Driver equals awesome, perfect, and brilliant.
So that sounds like 100% right there.
Oh, he,
another one.
He's not on the list of approved critics.
But he might as well be.
But a lot of people like the
guy. I bet you'll like it. When I think of Weird Al, which I don't do it often, but I think you and him probably have the same similar humor.
Similar sense of humor.
You would probably enjoy the movie too.
Yeah, that was,
So is that in a few weeks?
That comes out June 28th.
Almost
there. Is when that'll be out. So June 28th, that means they actually moved. Okay. Here to me, like, this is a vote of confidence. That movie was buried in August. And if you don't know, August is where summer movies go to die. They're like, well, it's almost like the January of the summer.
Yes.
It's like they don't feel like it's quite good enough. Theaters or movie companies typically pack their best stuff between June and the 4th of July. So, I mean, it's moved now. Like, we've really moved up to where, you know, you'll get something big in May or whatever, but they're all these holiday weekends and all this stuff, but August is where they put that stuff. Baby Driver was set to be released in August. They moved it up.
Which is normally not done.
To June 28th. And here's the other thing that I think is really weird. They moved it up to run 1 week before Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And that's still Sony. That means they have a lot of confidence.
Now, if you haven't seen the trailer for Baby Driver, it does sound like a new animated film about a baby.
It's not Boss Baby.
I know, it sounds like that.
This entire time, you think I've been talking about Boss Baby.
No.
That's not what I'm talking about.
This is Baby Driver. It's totally different. But every time you say baby, you're like, that one movie, Obi loved it.
Oda is really, it's that movie about the baby, but he's in charge.
He's a driver? You mean Boss Baby?
He's the Boss Baby Driver?
So you have to just explain in case someone has not seen the trailer.
I wish I had thought of that sooner.
Ever wonder what Nikki is doing when she isn't rioting? Find her Twitter feed at riot.radiou.com. Obadiah is there too, but who cares what he's doing?
You know, the weekends can be lonely times. Nikki's not there. I'm sitting around listening to podcasts, reading the news, trying to imagine what would Nikki say if she was here? Would she give me that laugh? Would she give me that look that's like, hey, you need to knock it off a little bit?
No, you have your weekend coffee and your weekend life. You don't miss any of this show stuff.
I miss you, Nikki, which is why I call 911 a lot.
Just to hear somebody.
They'll talk to you.
Yes, just to listen to you.
They say, what's your emergency? And you're like, I miss Nikki, guys. Can you help me? Hang on, I'm drinking. I need to get a little something, you know? Little bit of grandma's cough syrup.
I see. Is someone having a problem with calling 911 too often?
Larry is.
Larry, what's Larry's problem?
Well, Larry's lonely on the weekend, Nikki.
I don't know, Larry. Well, it's not for me.
You know what? He's 51. He's home alone. He needs somebody to talk to, and 911 always answers.
Always there.
They always answer when you call.
Does he call to talk to someone, or does he call like for something that he feels is an emergency, and then they have to pick him up?
He wanted to talk to somebody. So he called 911, and they said, look, you don't have an emergency. Stop calling. And he said,
well, because that's against the law, I thought.
Well, it is, and it's interesting to me that instead of him getting in trouble at first, they're like, all right, guy, come on. Stop calling. Okay.
Try to be nice.
Larry, we know it's you. And he's like, I know. I need someone that knows my name. I need someone that knows me. And they said, you got to stop. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not stopping. I got to keep talking. So the police showed up. They had to send him. And he was like,
they had to warn him.
Like, guys.
But Larry, that didn't work out because then he was excited that someone came to talk to him.
Someone came over. Keep calling 911 and someone comes over.
Then that person wins.
He did tell the cops that, yes, he had been drinking.
Mm.
And he said he was calling 911 because he was upset about, family issue.
Yeah.
We don't know what the family issue was, but something. He promised.
Oh, and he promised he wasn't going to call again?
He promised not to call again.
Oh, that's so sad.
But they said about a minute after the cops left, he was calling 911 again.
He was back at it. And it's not like 911
can't. Hey, guys, it's Larry.
911 can't, like, legally block your number. You know, they're not allowed to do that.
They can.
Whereas, like, if you keep getting calls from someone, you just block them.
So it turns out that the police were still in the area.
They could just turn back around.
So they just went ahead and came on over. And Larry, he's in jail now. But the good news is he's not alone.
It'd be so sad to be so lonely.
So he's, well, you know, Nikki, there are, okay. Let's say you're lonely on the weekend.
Yeah.
There are alternatives.
Well, I know. And
go to the mall.
He was drinking. He we can't encourage him to do any of that.
I don't know. Go. But we can't. Not when he's drunk, okay?
No, but beforehand.
Like, while you're still sober, you make some better choices. Go to the community center. Take a knitting class.
Walk in the park.
Go to church. Join a youth soccer. No, not youth. He's 51. Join a community soccer league.
For those that are 50 and older.
They exist.
I'm sure they do.
So, I mean, you know, there are
things. You could have met a lot of friends who would be willing to talk to you on a weekend.
And you know what, Larry? You can call me. I know what it's like to be lonely on the weekend because your coworkers won't talk to you.
First off, so I always am there for you. And yeah. Second of all, we get sometimes some people who maybe call just as much as, you know,
call the radio station. That does happen.
That frequently, and maybe because they also have been drinking. So I don't think we need another person on that list.
Yeah. I mean, most of our drunk calls are usually really
early.
No,
they're mostly high, too. So really? It's not,
well, we get those
it's not
too.
Mostly drinking, but
actually, that's true.
That's the bigger one, but
So, you know what? Hey, just a heads up. Even though they always answer the phone, don't call 911.
They are there for other work to help
other
people.
Call the pizza place.
Oh, boy. Just don't call anybody. Don't call.
Now, see, Nikki?
Not us. I mean, like, for him, he should not be calling anybody.
Do you see how good she is at saying don't call? Almost as if she said it to someone else. Maybe a coworker.
You don't call.
Maybe she told someone here in this building, you know, it's the weekend.
That's my time. That's my time away from this show.
Don't want to talk to the riot? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Nikki, I'm going to ask you a personal question. You're going to have to tell me if it's too personal.
Yeah.
Where do you buy your makeup?
My makeup?
Yeah.
Usually Amazon.
Okay.
But I don't wear a lot of makeup.
No, you don't. Just some. You're just highlighting natural beauty.
Thank you. But okay. No, yes, we don't wear a lot. It's not necessary here in the radio environment. So
it's true.
We just don't have to.
It's true. I can actually tell when we're about to have a guest or the cameras are coming on. Nikki's like, maybe just a little more.
Just something.
I'm over here like pale as ever.
That's all right.
Just disappear in the light. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Yeah. Would you... okay, now one more question. When it comes to the price of cosmetics, do you feel like they're overpriced?
Depending on certain things, yes. Like a foundation, sure, that's usually overpriced.
How far would you be willing to go to get a discount?
It feels like a trap, but I don't know.
You know,
a coupon, or that's about it, eh?
I got something.
Can I clip an online coupon for it?
I got something that's going to change your whole world.
Am I buying it from someone who stole it from a store?
No, Nikki, come on, not stealing. When's the last time? I know normally, like, let's say you buy your makeup at Macy's.
Yeah.
All right. So you go into Macy's and you go in the front door. Have you ever thought about going through the back door?
Is that where your special deals are located?
Well,
dumpster diving.
Boom.
No, I have totally got into seeing YouTube videos on women that do this. It is crazy.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Exactly that.
I never knew it existed, and you have to dumpster dive at like a Sephora or an Ulta or a department store where they have cosmetics, but man, it's nasty.
Dude.
But what happens is what you don't realize with, like, say at an Ulta or a Sephora, they take them and
just
they can't.
Just to be clear, I'm going to pretend I know what those are.
You can't. They're not allowed to just throw away makeup. So if someone returns an item or if they have discontinued or they just have items they can no longer sell, they are not allowed to just throw it away. They have to destroy the item ahead of time.
Right.
So if it's in a glass bottle, they'll smash it. Or if it's, they'll cut it out or something. So dumpster diving for makeup is a messy, messy thing.
It is. But
it's done.
People are totally doing it. I didn't know about it either, and this story blew my mind.
It's crazy.
There were two teenage girls. They were underage. We don't know how old they were, but they had been doing what Nikki has been doing, and that's watching YouTube videos of people dumpster diving for makeup, and they did that over the weekend. The police were called to this Ulta, and they found them in the dumpster, and they literally said to them, they're like, what? It's...
You're allowed to do it.
It's just like they do it on YouTube. Like we're here to get makeup. It's the trash.
And maybe some of the rules are different, but yeah, you're not supposed to really because of a safety issue.
It is one of those things. It's interesting. There was a Supreme Court case in 1988, California versus Greenwood, in which the police didn't need a warrant to search someone's trash if that trash had been left on the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they couldn't search it. That was the thing they were doing. And so that, believe it or not, is one of those things that is often seen as a landmark case for this.
For dumpster diving? So it's like,
if the police can go through that trash on the street, then it's...
Why can't you?
The rules that make it okay for them to do it are the reasons why I should be able to go dumpster diving.
But that's why the stores ruin the items to discourage people to go dumpster diving. But you'll see these hauls of like people that have just find stuff
right
where they did not destroy it. And man, you're like, wait, you could get that for free?
Yeah. The other hook, though, is that trespassing is illegal.
Yeah.
So like if that dumpster is located on their property. Because see, if you wheel your trash out to the street, then you've put it in a public area. But if your dumpster's on your property, you can say, no, you can't come in here.
Yeah.
You're trespassing on our property.
Which for stores, I would assume the dumpster is on their property.
I'll tell you what it is, Nikki. It's all a little shady.
Yeah, but if you watch some YouTube videos on that, that's a whole nother world.
You know that it is.
But I've never done that before.
But would you be willing?
No, I would not.
You should do it.
Dumpsters and me, no way.
You know what? I think that's what would make it such a great video.
Be like, ew, ew.
Exactly. I'm telling you right now,
yeah,
that if you were like, hey, I'm going to do a dumpster diving video, I'd be too afraid. I am 100% in. In fact, I don't even know that watching it would be enough. I think I have to be on site with a camera.
Just to be there in the moment.
Well, Eric's going to need a B camera. He's camera one, I'm camera two.
I don't have trashy language, but in a dumpster, I might not be able to handle myself.
Can't hold it back.
Especially if I fell in, I just would not be able to do it.
Oh, you're not falling in.
I am in.
You're in.
Nope.
You're climbing in.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Well, here's a cake decorating show. Can't sleep during that.